This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation's Law of the Month for June focuses on safe turning and reminding drivers that even routine turns can lead to serious crashes if they're not paying attention. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, nearly 3,000 crashes each year involve a driver making an improper turn. The agency says left turns are especially risky, with Wisconsin drivers involved in roughly twice as many crashes while turning left compared to turning right. State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan says drivers should stay alert, signal their intentions, and watch for pedestrians, bicyclists, and motorcycles at intersections. Officials recommend planning ahead by moving into the correct lane well before a turn, checking mirrors and blind spots, and slowing to a safe speed before entering an intersection. They also remind drivers not to make last-second lane changes while turning and to stay in their designated lane throughout the entire turn. More information on the June Law of the Month is available on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's website. As the weather continues to warm up, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is also reminding residents to be on the lookout for deer on the roads again. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says deer activity typically increases in May and June as deer look for places to give birth and young deer start to separate from their mothers. That means more deer crossing roadways and a higher risk of crashes. According to preliminary data, there were nearly 18,000 deer-related crashes in Wisconsin in 2025, resulting in 6 fatalities and more than 700 injuries. Several counties saw especially high numbers, including Waukesha, Washington, Sheboygan, and Dane, while St. Croix County ranked among the highest in western Wisconsin. Drivers should slow down, use headlights in low light, and stay focused on the road. And if one deer crosses, expect more to follow. If a crash can't be avoided, experts say to brake firmly and stay in your lane. And if you do hit a deer, safely pull over and call 911 if there are injuries or if the animal is blocking the roadway. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin has reached a $10 million settlement with Tyco Fire Products over PFAS contamination linked to firefighting foam. The agreement resolves part of a 2022 lawsuit alleging Tyco released PFAS chemicals into the environment beginning in 1962. State officials say the money will be placed in a trust fund for cleanup efforts. Tyco also agreed to continue providing replacement wells and support long-term monitoring and remediation. A separate lawsuit involving Tyco and other companies remain active. A joint trial has been scheduled in Manitowoc County in connection with the death of 3-year-old Elijah View. Court records show Katrina Bauer and Jesse Vang face charges, including child neglect and child abuse. Prosecutors alleged Bauer sent Elijah to stay with Vang at his apartment as a form of discipline. Vang reported the boy missing in February 2024 before a large-scale search was launched. Authorities later identified human remains found near Camp Manitow as Elijah's. The trial is set for April 14th. The State Patrol says it will be watching Wisconsin highways from the air this week. They'll be trying to spot speeding and aggressive driving. Flights are planned today on 43 in Ozaukee County, tomorrow on 94 in Dunn County, Thursday on Highway 53 in Eau Claire County, and Friday on Highway 51 in Marathon County. Troopers say pilots can see dangerous driving more clearly from above and will radio officers on the ground to make stops. The goal, they say, is safety and getting drivers to slow down, not just writing tickets. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Baseball in the desert. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a series tonight in Las Vegas against the A's. They'll play at the Las Vegas Stadium. Now, that's the home of the minor league team there, the Aviators. The A's new stadium does not open until 2028. It's the first of two series for the A's in Nevada before they head back to Sacramento. The Brewers with a 12-4 victory over the Rockies in Denver yesterday. Pitcher Shane Drone got the win. Pat Murphy on what he likes about the lefty that they picked up from Boston.
Yeah, he's just poised as hell. You know, he's poised as hell. He attacks the zone. He's not afraid to throw any pitch in any count. That heater sneaky, really, really good. Two-seamer's good. You know, he's basically throws five pitches and commands all of them. Yeah, this kid's special.
In golf, the team of Darren Clark and Ben Crane, the winners at the AmFam Championship at TPC near Madison, Steve Stricker's twosome finished 17th. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy today with showers and thunderstorms likely. Highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms gradually tapering off as the evening goes on. Lows in the lower 60s. Partly sunny, very warm and humid on Tuesday with highs in the upper 80s.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.